Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Golder, and today is Zichu Shavuos Daf Lamed Hey, the fourth parak Shavuos HaEdus. This parak has been generously dedicated by the Shaiman family, Zichu Nishmas Yisrael Isser Ben Sion Ben Yaakov Al Vasham. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah lists several exemptions from Shavuos HaEdus. If one demands that Edim testify that someone promised to give him money, they are patur for denying it, since the benefactor can retract his pledge. If one is mashpia witnesses to testify, k'shateidu li edus, when you become aware of testimony for me, they are exempt, mifnei shekadma shvu la edus, because the oath preceded the knowledge of the edus. If one stood in a basic anesis and said, I mashpia you to testify for me, they are exempt until he specifies edim. In the Gemara, Shmuel adds, afil eda benehen, even if his witnesses are among them, which is explained to mean that he's standing near them, where one might think he was addressing them. However, a braisa teaches that if he was mishpia, ko ha-omdinkan, everyone standing here, that is considered specifying them. If the denied testimony was invalid, such as aid mafi aid, known by a witness hearing from another witness, or a witness was possible, they are exempt. The Mishnah concludes that if one is mashpia witnesses through his slave or shaliach, they're not liable. Point number two, the next Mishnah teaches that if one is mishpia witnesses, b'shamayim uva'aretz, by heaven and earth, they are exempt. But if he was mishpia using HaKadosh Baruch Hu's names, such as the one beginning with Aleph Dalet, or with Chanun, gracious one, or Rachum, merciful one, they are chayiv. The Gemara adds that this contradicts a braisa which lists which names are prohibited to be erased as names of Hashem. Kel, El Kelcha, and others may not be erased, but Hagadol, the Great, and others, including Chanun and Rachum, may be erased because they are not names of Hashem. Abaye answered that in our mission, the Mishmiah means B'mishu Hu Chanun, by the name of the one who is compassionate, because there's nothing else called Chanun or Rachum. In contrast, B'shamayim uva'aretz may literally mean to be Mashpia by the heavens and earth. If one wrote just the Aleph and Lamed from Elohim, or the Yud and the He from Hashem's name, they already cannot be erased because each spells a name of Hashem. Another braisa teaches that the prefixes before Hashem's name may be erased, such as the Lamed in Lashem. Tanaim argue if the suffixes may be erased, such as the Nu in Elokeinu. And point number three, a braisa lists numerous names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Tanakh and discusses which actually refer to Hashem. All the shemos written in connection with Avram are Kodesh, their sacred, meaning divine names, except where he said, Adonai, my master, if I have found favor in your eyes, please do not pass away from your servant. However, Rabbi Elazar HaModai was quoted saying that this is also Kodesh. This opinion is followed by Rav, who derived from here. Gadol HaKnasas Orchim Yoser, Mahakabalas B'nei Shechina. Receiving guests is greater than receiving the Shechina, which is why Avram went to receive guests, although the Shechina was present. All the shemos written by Lot are chol, they're not sacred, except where he mentions his life being saved. Tanaim debate the shemos in the incident of Pelegish Begiva based on their losing in battle twice after being told to go. Tanaim also debate the numerous appearances of the name Shlomo in Shir HaShirim, where it usually refers to Misha HaShalom Shalo, the one to whom peace belongs. The word Melech, king, in Daniel is also discussed. So once again, the three points are, number one, the next Mishnah lists several exemptions from Shavuos HaEdus. If one demands that Edim testify that someone promised to give him money, they are patur for denying it, since the benefactor can retract his pledge. If one is mashpia witnesses to testify, k'shateidu li edus, when you become aware of testimony for me, they are exempt, mifnei shekadma shvu la edus, because the oath preceded the knowledge of the edus. If one stood in a basic anesis and said, I mashpia you to testify for me, they are exempt until he specifies edim. In the Gemara, Shmuel adds, afil eda benehen, even if his witnesses are among them, which is explained to mean that he's standing near them, where one might think he was addressing them. However, a braisa teaches that if he was mishpia, ko ha-omdinkan, everyone standing here, that is considered specifying them. If the denied testimony was invalid, such as aid mafi aid, known by a witness hearing from another witness, or a witness was possible, they are exempt. The Mishnah concludes that if one is mashpia witnesses through his slave or shaliach, they're not liable. Point number two, the next Mishnah teaches that if one is mishpia witnesses, b'shamayim uva'aretz, by heaven and earth, they are exempt. But if he was mishpia using HaKadosh Baruch Hu's names, such as the one beginning with Aleph Dalet, or with Chanun, gracious one, or Rachum, merciful one, they are chayiv. The Gemara adds that this contradicts a braisa which lists which names are prohibited to be erased as names of Hashem. Kael, Elokecha, and others may not be erased, but Hagadol, the Great, and others, including Chanun and Rachum, may be erased because they are not names of Hashem. Abaye answered that in our mission, the Mishmiya means B'mishu hu Chanun, by the name of the one who is compassionate, because there's nothing else called Chanun or Rachum. In contrast, B'shamayim uba'aretz may literally mean to be Mashpia by the heavens and earth. If one wrote just the Aleph and Lamed from Elohim, or the Yud and the He from Hashem's name, they already cannot be erased because each spells a name of Hashem. Another braisa teaches that the prefixes before Hashem's name may be erased, such as the Lamed in Lashem. Tanaim argue if the suffixes may be erased, such as the Nu in Elokeinu. And point number three, a braisa lists numerous names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Tanakh and discusses which actually refer to Hashem. All the shemos written in connection with Avram are Kodesh, they're sacred, meaning divine names, except where he said, Adonai, my master, if I have found favor in your eyes, please do not pass away from your servant. However, Rabbi Elazar HaModai was quoted saying that this is also Kodesh. This opinion is followed by Rav, who derived from here. Gadol HaKnasas Orchim Yoser, Mahakabalas B'nei Shechina, receiving guests is greater than receiving the Shechina, which is why Avram went to receive guests, although the Shechina was present. All the shemos written by Lot are chol, they're not sacred, except where he mentions his life being saved. Tanaim debate the shemos in the incident of Pelegish Begiva based on their losing in battle twice after being told to go. Tanaim also debate the numerous appearances of the name Shlomo in Shir HaShirim, where it usually refers to Misha HaShalom Shalo, the one to whom peace belongs. The word Melech, king, in Daniel is also discussed. All right, so now we go to our siman daf lamed hey, and our standard siman is a children's choir singing la, la, la. So here goes. At the children's choir Shvua Bashira concert, when a man in the audience shouted, I mashpia you to testify, without specifying whom, and then failed again when he was mashpia b'shamayim uba'aretz, instead of using one of Hashem's names, the choir decided to sing the Gadol Hachnasas Orchim song and invited the man on stage as their guest. Once again, in slow motion. At the children's choir, that must be on daf lamed hey, la, la, la. At the children's choir Shavu Bashira concert, when a man in the audience shouted, I must be a you to testify, without specifying whom, which reminds us, if one stood in the Beis Knesset and said, I must be you to testify for me, all those present are exempt until he specifies, aid him. So at the children's choir Shavuot Bashira concert, when a man in the audience shouted, I mashpia you to testify, without specifying whom, and then failed again when he was mashpia b'shamayim uba'aretz, instead of using one of Hashem's names, which reminds us, the next mission teaches that if one is mashpia witnesses b'shamayim uba'aretz, by heaven and earth, they are exempt. But if he was mashpia using Hashem's names, such as the one beginning with Olive Dalet, or with Chanun, gracious one, or Rachum, merciful one, they are liable. So at the children's choir Shavuot Bashira concert, when a man in the audience shouted, I mashpia you to testify, without specifying whom, and then failed again when he was mashpia b'shamayim uba'aretz, instead of using one of Hashem's names, the choir decided to sing the Gadol Hachnasas Orchim song and invite the man on stage as their guest, which reminds us, a braisa lists numerous names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Tanakh and discusses which actually referred to Hashem. All the shemos written in connection with Avram are Kodesh. They're sacred, meaning they're divine names, except where he said, Adonai, my master, if I have found favor in your eyes, please do not pass away from your servant. However, Rabbi Elazar HaModai was quoted saying that this is also Kodesh. This opinion is followed by Rav, who derived from here. Gadol Hachnasas Orchim Yoser, Mahakabalas B'nei Shechina. Receiving guests is greater than receiving the Shechina, which is why Avram went to receive guests, although the Shechina was present. So once again, at the children's choir Shavuot Bashira concert, when a man in the audience shouted, I mashpia you to testify, without specifying whom, and then failed again when he was mashpia b'shamayim uba'aretz, instead of using one of Hashem's names, the choir decided to sing the Gadol Hachnasas Orchim song and invite the man on stage as their guest. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf Lamed Aleph. So the siman Daf Lamed Aleph relates to the law, and we use a judge as the siman, a judge. So here goes. The judge, that must be on Daf Lamed Aleph, the law, judge. The judge who was telling a student not to stand next to a witness, to scare a Baal Chov, which reminds us, a braisa lists 13 activities which are prohibited in Beis Din because they violate Midvar Shecher Tirchak, distance yourself from falsehood, including using false methods to bring about correct ruins. For example, if a teacher tells a student, who knows he would never lie for money, that someone owes him money, but he only has one witness against him, the student cannot stand with the witness even silently, to give the impression there are two witnesses, thereby causing the defendant to admit his debt. So the judge who was telling a student not to stand next to a witness, to scare a Balchov, was interrupted by the noise outside of a man swearing on his own that he doesn't know Eidus, which reminds us, Gmor brings a machokas about Mushma Mifiatmo outside of Beis Din. So the judge who was telling a student not to stand next to a witness, to scare a Balchov, was interrupted by the noise outside of a man swearing on his own that he doesn't know Eidus, who kept repeating himself, becoming chai for each Shavua when you repeat it once more. In Beis Din, which reminds us, the next mission teaches that Shavuos Eidus only applies if the litigant first tells them, come and testify for me, but not if they swear on their own. Shmuel adds that even if he was running after them and they swore, they would be exempt. If he was mashpia them five times outside of Beis Din, and when they came to Beis Din, they again denied knowing testimony, they are chai for each and every Shavua. Daf Lamed Beis, so the similar Daf Lamed Beis is a lab. So here goes. The scientist in the lab, lab? That must be on Daf Lamed Beis. The scientist in the lab measuring the time lapse between two people who denied knowing Eidus to determine if the second Eidus was Betoch Edei Dibur, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if both Eidim denied knowing testimony Bebasachas, simultaneously they're both liable. If they denied one after the other, the second is exempt, since his Eidus would not have sufficed to require payment. The Gemara wonders how their denial could have been simultaneous. Ha'iv Shalot Samson, but it's impossible to be so precise. Rav Chista answers that this Mishnah follows Rabbi Yossi, holds Ef Shalot Samson. Rabbi Yochanan answers differently. The two denials were made b'toch kedei dibur, within the time required for a statement, and toch kedei dibur is kedibur, considered like part of the previous statement, and considered simultaneous. So the scientist in the lab measuring the time lapse between two people who denied knowing Eidus to determine if the second Eidus was Betoch Kedei Dibur picked up a signal that a single witness who denied knowing Eidus was a case of Davar Hagor Mamon Kamamon Dami, which reminds us. In a brisa, the Tanakhama says, Mashbi Eid Echot Pater, one who's Mashbi, a single witness to testify for him, and he falsely denies knowing Eidus, the Eid is exempt. Rabbi Eliezer bar Rabbi Shimon says he's liable. The Gemara concludes that all Tanaim agree that a single witness can only force a defendant to swear not to pay. However, since most people would opt to pay rather than swear, Rabbi Eliezer bar Rabbi Shimon holds davar hagorm lamamon kamamon dami. Something which likely causes a payment of money is considered like directly requiring payment of money. So this witness is considered as having withheld monetary testimony. The Tanakhama holds gorm lamamon is not like mamon, so a single aid is not liable for denying aidas. So, the scientist in the lab measuring the time lapse between two people who denied knowing Eidus to determine if the second Eidus was Betoch Kedei Dibur picked up a signal that a single witness who denied knowing Eidus was a case of Davar Gormo Mamun Kamamun Dami, but were confounded regarding what to do when someone grabbed a silver bar, admitted he grabbed it, but claimed it was his. Which reminds us, Abai said there is a case where everyone agrees a single witness is liable for denying testimony because his Eidus would have required payment, such as the case of Rabbi Abba. A man grabbed a silver bar from someone and the case came before Rabbi Abba. One witness testified to the grabbing and the defendant responded, yes, I grabbed it, but I grabbed that, which is mine. Daf Lamed Gimel, so the simmer Daf Lamed Gimel is a peg-leg pirate. So here goes. The peg-legged pirates. Peg-legged pirates? That must be on Daf Lamed Gimel. Peg-legged pirate. The peg-legged pirates who swore they didn't know Eidus about the theft which required the thief to pay kanas, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, Mashbia Eidi kanas ma'u, if one is Mashbia witnesses to a claim for a penalty payment, what is the halacha? The question is only relevant according to the Rabbanu who hold Modibah kanas ha'archa chapo Eidim pater. If one admits in a penalty case and witnesses come afterwards to testify, he's still exempt from paying. Otherwise, a kanas is identical to a standard monetary claim. So the peg-legged pirates who swore they didn't know Eidus about the theft which would require the thief to pay kanas were amused when the pirates looking for Eidus that they are pirates miuchasim, which reminds us. The next mission states that if one tells Eidim, I must be a you, that you should come and testify that I am a Kohen or a Levi or that he's not a Halal or he's must be a them to testify that someone else is a Kohen or the others, they're not liable. In a brisa, Tanaim present four different sources that ain't a kasmet dabre al betvias mamon. The pasuk of Shavuos Eidus only discusses a monetary claim. So the peg-legged pirates who swore they didn't know Eidus about the theft which would require the thief to pay kanas were amused when the pirates looking for Eidus that they are pirates miuchasim were splashed by a pirate with a harsha'ah to make Eidim swear for his friend, which reminds us. Shmuel explains that Eidim would be liable for a monetary claim made on someone else's behalf, Bavoba Harshah, where he comes to Beis Din with the power of attorney, authorized in a shtar, which provides him the legal status of the Toveah.
Daf Lamed Daled, so the similar Daf Lamed Daled is a ladder.
So here goes.
The rabbi standing on a ladder. Ladder? That must be on Daf Lamed Daled. The rabbi standing on a ladder who spotted a man who chased someone into a ruin come out with a bloody sword and the victim dying, which reminds us the Gemara discusses ruling on monetary or capital cases based on circumstantial evidence and the incident of Shimon ben Shetach, who saw a person chase someone into a ruin and found a bloody sword in the pursuer's hand and the victim dying. He told the pursuer, "Wicked one, who killed this person? Either I or you. But what can I do when your blood is not in my hand to administer justice? Ella hamakum yipareb mincha. Rather, may Hashem punish you." A snake immediately bit the murderer, and he died. So the rabbi standing on a ladder who spotted a man who chased someone into a ruin come out with a bloody sword and the victim dying, which was the same ladder that a debtor denied being at, even though he once tied a shoelace on it, which reminds us. The Gemara discusses the defendant caught lying about an incident which does not prove a debt. Rava argued any matter which is not incumbent upon a person to recall, he does without noticing and is not considered a liar for denying it. So the rabbi standing on a ladder spotted a man who chased someone into a ruin, come out with a bloody sword and the victim dying, which was the same ladder that a debtor denied being at, even though he once tied a shoelace on it, was nervous when he saw a distracted bachur walking towards the ladder, trying to figure out which is more similar to a shuasei bikadon. Is it shuasei edus or me'ila regarding bringing a carbon? Which reminds us, the Gemara discussed the difference between shuasei edus and shuasei pikadon regarding bringing a carbon for mazid and the discussion whether shuasei pikadon is more similar to me'ila or to shuasei edus.
All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one.
Which daf do we learn that shuasei edus is only liable for a monetary claim and not to testify to someone's yichus? That's on daf Lamed Gimel.
Good. Number two.
Which daf do we learn that shuasei edus is only liable where the tobei himself demands testimony? We discuss someone coming with our hashah. That's on daf Lamed Gimel.
Good. Number three.
Which daf do we ask what the halacha is if one is mashpia witnesses to a claim for a kanas, a penalty payment? That's on daf Lamed Gimel.
Good. Number four. Which daf do we learn about exemptions from shuasei edus, such as not specifying the witnesses? That's on daf Lamed Hey. Good. Number five. Which daf do we learn that anyone who answers Amen after a shvua, kamotzi shvua bapiv dame, is like expressing a shvua with his own mouth? That's on daf Chavtas. Good. Number six. Which daf do we learn how to treat a tsumah rabban who is a litigant or an aide? That's on daf Lamed. Good. Number seven.
Which daf do we discuss shvua sepikadim, whether it's closer to shvua seedas or me'iwa, regarding bringing a carbon for a mazid? That's on daf Lamed Daled.
Good. Number eight. Which daf do we learn that if one is mashpia aiding b'shamayim v'ba'aretz by heaven and earth, they are butter? That's on daf Lamed Hey. Good. Number nine. Which daf do we learn gedol haknasas orchim yoser makabalot b'nei shechina? That's on daf Lamed Hey. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn that b'tzedek tishpat amisechet teaches have you done as a chavercha l'chav schus? You should judge your fellow favorably. That's on daf Lamed. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.